If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
720 WGN. If you listen on a regular basis, you're probably familiar with Dr. Hermine Hartman. She joins us every Monday at this time. She's a Chicago media pioneer and the founder of Indigo.com. And I know one of the things you're talking about is something we just talked about with Ben Bradley. He's got some exclusive video on WGN TV News at 5 about that shooting at the Douglas Park pool.
Yeah. That was, just shocking that the lifeguard was 55 years old. And Lisa, by all accounts, it looks like to me he shouldn't have been a lifeguard. And one of those young men, Dotson, was killed. And then the other one is, he's critical. And from the tape that we saw, it didn't look like they were not attacking him. They looked like they were merely walking by him. And that maybe they frightened him or something, but he seemed pretty gun happy to me. But, you know, they looked like they had on their swimsuits or their little swim trunks. How did he kill this kid and shoot him in the back?
Yeah, and shot one in the neck, right?
That young man is critical. We pray for him because he hit a main artery in his neck.
And they said the shooting took place just after 7 p.m. at the Douglas Park pool. Someone had moved his bike from the pool area and left it up a flight of stairs. There was no evidence to suggest the group of teens was responsible for moving the bike. That's what prosecutors said in court yesterday.
No, they were just walking by. But this guy, to me, sounds unfit to have been a lifeguard in the first place because as some research has been done, some investigation has been done, he's worked at other pools, and they say he was quite aggressive and quite mean to children. One man talked about he had a six-year-old, and she was beginning her camp and her swimming lessons that day, and he was supposed to leave her. But he said there was some encounter with this lifeguard Leto, and he said he wouldn't leave his child. He said he was nervous to anxious to leave a little girl.
The guy's a lifeguard and he's bringing a gun to work.
Where does that come from? Why do you bring a gun to work in your lifeguard? I mean, what are you going to do, shoot the swimmers? My God, it just sounds like we need to know a lot of information. Thank goodness they locked him up. He's in jail. He's been accused of murder, assault, and aggravation, and so forth. But the real good thing, Lisa, is that they released that tape, and we don't have to go through another Laquan McDonald tragedy of waiting so long for the tape where there's so much suspense and anxiousness in it. They released the tape immediately. The man is in jail immediately, and I'm sure they will get to the bottom of it, and he's being charged with murder.
Yeah, the judge said he is a terrifying threat to the community, and that's why he kept him and did not allow him to bond out. They said the shooter's backpack was attached to his bike somehow, took the backpack off his bike, turned the bike upside down, pulled out the handgun, and then everybody saw it and started to run. But thank God they did release that video, because otherwise, who knows? You know, people would be defending him.
We were defending it. You'd have another Laquan McDonald. Why aren't you showing the tape? What's on the tape that the public should see that you're not seeing? All of that mystery and suspense. They released the tape immediately, and that's good. And this young man that got killed, he's a cousin of Laquan McDonald.
Right. They said in his backpack were two ammunition magazines, a Kevlar vest panel, and a satellite phone. He's a former Marine, by the way, well-trained in the use of guns, and for some reason
the
decided...
The judge commented on the well-trained former Marine to say that's the reason he shouldn't have used the gun.
Right. Your training shows you otherwise, you know, how to react.
You're
going to kill somebody? Even if they took your bike, you don't kill somebody. That's just
not
absurd.
Not over a bike. Not and they were little... The young men, they were not... you know, they were not muscle bound. They were not boisterous. There were none of that. They looked like they looked much younger than their real age, 14. I would have said they were about 10 myself, just upon sight of seeing them. They were very slight. I just hope that community stays calm and we just get to the bottom of it quickly with some justice and some fast police action.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Hartman.
Thank you. And listen, happy holiday.
Thank you. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.